Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ho Chi Minh was the son of a gun.
That was what they used. Those one was the left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Batoon, ho, hoon, ho. Kevin Jackson here, folks, calling Cadence. Hoping you can keep up. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Ho Chi Minh. So this whole thing that's going on in Afghanistan reminds me so much of Vietnam. You know, I served in Nam, y'all. Yeah, that was Agent Orange. I'm way too young and cute to have served in Vietnam. Well, certainly too young. I don't know if I'm too cute. There were some cute guys over there. I tell you what. Anyway, it did. And so I'm too young. I only know of Vietnam anecdotally, you know, watching movies about it and what have you, and talking to, you know, different people. My father-in-law served. My uncle served years ago. I remember him crying when he had to go back. I was a little kid, like 6 years old. But I get it. And I'm going to tell you, this whole situation with Afghanistan, it sets up very much like Vietnam. Very much like it. I'm going to tell you, I'm already bored with this subject, but not from the standpoint of the far-reaching implications, because we will have to talk about it. But it's another debacle of the Biden administration. Welcome to the party, pal. 844-551-8255. So, Bob, I got your note about you hadn't been listening to the show in a while. Shame on you, by the way. But no, I'm kidding. I've been super busy. I am going to watch the Frank Sinatra thing. I do like Frank Sinatra, and I know a lot more about him than you think I do. Not as much as you, obviously, but I will get to it, and I will report back to you, mister. So hang in there, my friend, and I do appreciate you taking all that time to get it shipped over to me and everything else. I don't want to downplay it, but man, I'm telling you, I'm swamped. If I was a rich dude, I had, you know, time on my hands, you know, going out on the yacht on the weekends or something, it would be a simple thing. But it's not quite that simple. Anyway, let me go back to this fall of Saigon. Because that's what this really feels like, this Afghan thing. It's the fall of Saigon. And in Vietnam, they actually called it the liberation of Saigon. North Vietnamese kicked our butts. They didn't really defeat the military, but they used the left to defeat us. And I'm talking about the over here, the people that's... I don't know whether we needed to be in Vietnam or not. I'm not making any, you know, value judgments on the time, you know, the administration of the day. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, if you're going to fight a war, you fight it to win it, the way Trump said. And if you're not going to win it, get the troops home and let it go. Let it do what it do. Vietnam seems to have adjusted okay without us. I don't see where American interests were served in a war that we brought people back and we literally made these men feel like they hadn't done, like they were baby killers and all kinds of other stuff. I would love for the people that were calling Vietnam veterans baby killers and all, you know, everything but a child of God to spend one moment with a rifle in their hand under those circumstances. Bunch of cowards. Anyway, they captured Saigon, which was the capital of South Vietnam. It was by the People's Army of Vietnam. They called them the PAVN and the Viet Cong. And that was on 30th of April of 1975. And the only thing that would have been more fitting is if Afghanistan had fallen on the same day. It ended the Vietnam War. Start of a transition period for the reunification of Vietnam into what became the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. And I know a little bit about it because one of my sons was over there with his wife teaching French. And Melissa went to see him. They had a great time. She said, well, actually, she was there with her dad because he served. But the trip, they got to see the kids and everything, and it was amazing. He said it was a great time. She actually came back and said, there are areas of this place, I will tell you, are gorgeous. I've never been to Vietnam. So the PAVN, under the control of General Van Tinh Dung, began their first attack on Saigon on the 29th of April in 1975. They had the ARVN. That force was commanded by General Nguyen Van Thong. They got bombed into oblivion, but they didn't give up. And by the afternoon of the next day, they occupied the most important points of the city, and they raised their flag over the South Vietnam Presidential Palace. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand exactly what the Taliban is doing in Afghanistan. It resembles this. They renamed Saigon Ho Chi Minh City after the late North Vietnamese President Ho Chi Minh. The capture of the city was preceded by Operation Frequent Wind, in which the evacuation of almost all the American civilians and military personnel in what was then Saigon, along with tens of thousands of South Vietnamese civilians who were associated with the Republic of Vietnam and were going to probably be killed. I'm just saying, that's, did you see the people trying to get to the airplane in Afghanistan and Kabul? Their lives depended on them jumping on a wing. People were hanging off that plane as it was trying to take off. Insanity ensued, folks. Unbelievable. So the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, conquered Saigon, now Ho Chi Minh City, and then took over the palace and probably held a press conference to say to Nixon, na 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 na, pooty poo 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 poo. Unbelievable. So we were there for a long time fighting, just like we were in Afghanistan. Actually, I think we were in Afghanistan longer. Quite frankly, with Trump there, and I mean, he was phasing out, but it was a done deal. I mean, everything was cool, at least. If Trump, let me put it this way, if Trump were evacuating, we wouldn't even be hearing about this. It would be a peaceful evacuation, probably bring people to the table. He'd wipe his hands up and say, okay, we're out of here. You guys are free to move about the country. But now it's a cluster duck. I clean it up for you. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
George Washington said, "An army of asses led by a lion is better than an army of lions led by an ass." And Biden represents his party, the party of donkeys, very well. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The New Saigon. Talk about showcasing the difference between competence and utter ineptitude. Joe Biden has succeeded. Have you seen the chaos happening in Kabul? Well, the world is noticing. People around the world have made the connection that this is the new Vietnam, the new Saigon. The evacuation looks very similar. I was looking at pictures of it because I just wanted to, you know, I was too young for Vietnam, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, I was a kid. I do remember pieces of it. And I remember them posting the body count every day. And it reminds me very much of what's happening right now with the vaccines and the whole Wu flu nonsense. And it's funny because when you're growing up and you're just like duty duty duty, you know, and you're being brainwashed, you don't understand what the media is doing. But what the media was doing, they were broadcasting the body count, was saying, you know, we don't support the war, or whatever. And I don't know whether we should have been in Vietnam or not. Should have been in Vietnam, and neither do most of us. We can look at it in hindsight and go, well, we should have fought harder, or we should have stayed, or whatever. I don't know. But here's what I do know. I don't trust the government that tells me we need to go or we don't need to go. I don't trust any of the government post Eisenhower. I don't trust any of it. At some point, government became nefarious. And it just decided, we will pick the winners and losers. They pick the winners and losers in capitalism. They pick the winners and losers in elections, as we found out in 2020. But it's been going on for decades. And it's time we put it to an end. But anyway, going back to Biden, talk about just screwing the pooch, man. I mean, it is utter chaos over there. People jumping on planes, chasing planes down the runway. Joe Biden, this will not be a helicopter situation. Do we have that clip? Do we even need to play the clip of Joe Biden talking smack?
There's not going to be a helicopter evacuation situation over there.
I spent the better part of an entire show the other day talking about the media jumping on Joe Biden saying, man, look, Jake Tapper, what's his name? Acosta, Jim Acosta. And I bet there were many others. I don't watch that crap. I don't watch the fake news media. But I'm going to tell you, everybody I saw was jumping on him. Leon Panetta made a comment. What did Leon Panetta say? He said this was Joe Biden's Bay of Pigs. Wow. This is look, from an optics point of view, this is so bad for Joe Biden and the left in general. Because see what happened? When they cheated their way into this election and they put a certifiable clown, a brain-dead moron into the Oval Office, and they tried to make people believe that he was popular and that we trusted his judgment, see, it all backfired. I told you, all you got to do is wait it out, baby. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. As George Bush said, they misunderestimated me. Well, perhaps the left misunderestimated Biden, but we didn't. We knew exactly what we would get from this guy, no matter what he touched. And you want to know how we knew? I know. You're going, Kevin, how could we possibly have known? We had nothing but what? 47 years of evidence of a guy who was a loser? We had 8 years of Mr. Magoo playing vice president and putting his foot in his mouth. We had a campaign where the guy couldn't go 3 sentences without saying something stupid. I know there was not enough evidence for the left. Just not quite enough. Not enough breadcrumbs for them to connect. I don't know who's pulling the strings, man. Does it matter at this point? Here's the thing about leftists. It doesn't matter how much money they have, how many degrees they have. They are idiots. And the reason why I can say that is because they won't accept my challenge to debate me on any of the things that I've openly said. And I say it, I want to say it again because I haven't said it in a while. If you know of a leftist, or if you are one, and you wish to debate me on any of the topics where I believe I have expertise, and all you got to do is ask, Kevin, do you believe you have expertise in this topic, and explain it. And if I say yes, I'm happy to debate you. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to hand you your butt on a platter. And if you give me advance notice, I tell everybody this, I will engrave the platter with your name on it, and I will have your butt on there so I can hand it to you, because you're going to get destroyed. And here's my other little addendum. The smarter you are, or think you are, the worse I'm going to destroy you. This is open to all takers.
from Harvard, MIT, Caltech, Navy Nuke School, wherever you want, whoever you think you are, the level of brilliance, if you are Goodwill Hunting, okay, come to this program. I will show you how stupid you really are. And you know why they don't take me up on it, audience listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? They don't take me up on it because they don't want to believe that they spent all that money and all that time not knowing anything. They know nothing, and they don't want you to know. So they will never debate me. I don't get invited to panels. If the left wanted to solve problems, they would bring thinkers in. They would bring people like Dr. Sowell and the late, great Walter Williams and others. But they would certainly invite me. I'm no stranger to them. They saw me on TV. They know me. They know of me. And for the record, just so you guys are aware, conservatives have a lot of the same problems. They don't want to let people, Kevin, their work is too good. We can't get the word out about them because then it may deflect from us. Let me tell you what our team does. We look for talent. We look for people with an amazing point of view. Charles Love. I discovered Charles because he wanted me to help him with a project. He's now the executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence for me. And that dude is one of the brightest guys I've ever met. Michael Bowen, probably one of the smartest guys I've ever met. We look for talent. I tell people all the time, Michael is, from a book perspective, that dude is, I think he's up there with Thomas Sowell. I don't think I'm in his league. I mean, can I hold my own? Of course. But I'm saying the dude is bright. He doesn't have my personality, but he's bright. I want you to discover him. I want you to know who this guy is. Not the left. They hide genius, man, and many on the right do too. So I'm not exonerating them. Anyway, more when we get back on this horrible situation in the new Saigon.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the Taliban has taken over control of Afghanistan, they are working to create a new government. But Afghan protesters are taking to the streets in at least two cities to show their strong opposition to the group. Taliban soldiers reacting by violently beating protesters and firing into the crowd. Hiruni is an American trapped in Afghanistan, and he joined Fox News to discuss the situation at the airport.
There's thousands of people on the street and crazily walking around. There's not easy at all to get on the gate, which is on the east side of the airport.
COVID booster shots could soon be available for Americans. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services, which is preparing to offer shots beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. USA Radio News. As vaccine mandates continue to pop up across the nation, one governor is saying not in his state.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Hiraki.
Georgia's Republican-controlled state election board is voting to appoint three people to conduct a performance review of Fulton County. It's the first step needed for the state to take over running elections in Georgia's largest county, one that's heavily Democratic. It appointed two Republicans and one Democrat to the review panel, which was authorized in the sweeping election reform law passed earlier this year. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The new Saigon, ushered in by the Biden administration. Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama on steroids. He learned from the best. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. Hope you share the show if you like it. If you don't like it, well, you're a racist. Anyway, I was looking at the headlines of this debacle, which, by the way, easily predictable because you got a madman running the country, or at least pretending to run the country, a brain-dead moron. That's the only way I see Biden. He is not my president, and it isn't because I'm, well, Kevin, you know, you won fair and square. If he won fair and square, like Obama did in 2008, you may not like it. You got to suck it up, Buttercup. He was your president. 2012, I don't think he won. But Biden cheated in. And the result is what happens when you cheat. Cheaters never win. Anyway, I was looking at the headlines. And let me just give you a few of the headlines, and then we'll talk about some of them as we go along, because I think that it's very fitting that we should have this discussion. But this was the title of the headline. NBC's Engel. Maybe Biden should have come to Kabul. I think maybe. Okay, it's a hot location. We know we're pulling out. You want an assessment of it. I think if you're a leader, you go there. Trump made these impromptu visits to go visit the troops and rally the troops. I know we're pulling out, but how about you get a real assessment? And oh, by the way, what the White House is saying right now?
Well, we didn't really realize how bad they were. We spent billions of dollars and we trained 300,000 troops and we thought they were going to fight. That's a good sized army, but they didn't even want to fight.
And Biden came out and he gave his speech and he says, well, I was given assurances by Ashrani, the former president of Afghanistan, that the troops would fight. Well, that's all it took, huh?
I'm telling you, President Biden, whatever, they will fight. They will fight for Afghanistan. All you got to do is just, you know, whatever.
And that was it. That's all it took. As Reagan says, trust but verify. But he didn't. So he's blaming Ashrani.
Well, he told me they were going to fight. I mean, we spent all this money. I mean,
Trump would have gone over there and handled the situation totally differently. And here's the problem. The media knows it. The media knows Trump wouldn't be jacked with. The Taliban did not dare attack Kabul or try to take over the country while Donald Trump was president. And everybody knows it. This isn't one of those things where you go, I wonder what Trump would have done. Notice the media isn't going, Donald Trump would have really screwed it up. They tried. They tried. Well, he gave a May 1st deadline, and we tried to live up to it, and they were going to attack unless we did something. They were like, but no. We're way past May. June, July, August. We're way past May 1st. You can't use that. So why didn't he send Sister Girl over to Kabul? It's a hot zone, and she's a hottie. Yeah, Kamala, why didn't he send her? Because Sister Girl would have gone over there and straightened things out, just like she handled that Mexico border situation. What? When am I going to Mexico? I'll go to Mexico when I go to Mexico. That's when I'll go. Don't you be asking me about when I go to Mexico. I go to Mexico. Look, Look, these are the most popular dude in the world, not just America, the world. 82 million votes this clown and his sister girl got. He should have gone over there and the cloud should have parted and all wars should have ceased and they should have said, oh, we've got God here. But it didn't happen, huh? Maybe he needed it, those 82 million votes. Here's another one. And what's funny, the media wants you to think that the Republicans are in trouble. Republicans took down, there's an article, a headline, Republicans took down a tweet about Donald Trump and the May 1st pullout. Because they wanted to, it's an embarrassment. Donald Trump is the one who got this started. So there was a title of an article that said, the Republicans took it down, like they're ashamed of Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. There's not a Republican who's worth his weight, who will publicly say, I'm ashamed of Donald Trump. Because that is a career-limiting move. In fact, Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL that I used to be very high on, but Dan is a freaking rhino, and he deserves to be nowhere near leadership in this or in the country. Nowhere near. Navy SEAL stuff notwithstanding. I have sat with Dan. I thought he was a sharp guy. He said, well, we have to admit Biden won the election. Are you out of your freaking mind? We don't have to admit that because that would be admitting to a lie. Any more than I admit that the Kavanaugh accusers were not lying skanks, it'll never come out of my mouth. They were lying skanks, and the truth hurts, so be it. Biden cheated. Everybody knows it. And if you don't have the conviction to be able to say that, Kevin, can you prove it? I can prove it. Because what I can tell you is Joe Biden is not more popular than Barack Obama in 2008. I guarantee you that. And there's no way he got 12 million more votes than Barack Obama. That's my proof. And if you want to deny it, you can deny it all you want. But I don't need statistical models and whatever else. I know you cheated. In as much as you tripped me during the race and said you won, fine. If you think you won, I'm coming up on you. I'm going to pass you in the home stretch and you're sitting there with a monkey on your back and then you decide to stick your leg out and trip me. But you win. Yeah, you won. But you know I'm the winner. You know I'm faster. You know I'm better. See, that's what the left can't stand that we can rest on that. We can say, you know what, you cheated and won, but you're not going to win in the end, and you didn't make me a loser. See, that's the difference between when you know you're the real winner, is you know you will never make me feel like a loser. But they want to. Here's the thing. Lauren Boebert, she's a Republican out of Colorado. This is the headline. Lauren Boebert faces major backlash after tweeting, Taliban are the only people building back better. I don't know if you've seen the commercials for the Democrats, building back better. Remember when they came out with that catchphrase that never caught on? Now they're going to make you have to, we spent $1 billion on building back better. We're going to make people like it. BBB, building back better. So Lauren Boebert, she's mocking it, and rightfully so. Joe Biden is not building back better in this country. They know it. So she mocked it. Well, it looks like the Taliban's building back better thanks to old Joe. I think it's brilliant.
Lauren, let me tell you, welcome to the party, Lauren. Come on in, girl. Let me get you a drink. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We deliver here. We don't hold any punches. We don't. If you want to spar, I tell you up front, I'm training for a real fight. There will be no love taps. I'm going to be trying to knock you out because I'm training for a fight. Let me tell you something. If you ever train for something, if you go into a dojo, if you go into a boxing facility and there's a dude training and he's training for a fight, unless you are a paid sparring partner, don't get in there. Because it's a difference between he's not trained, you know, he's out of shape, and they say, hey, you got a fight coming up. And he says, all right, I'll just get in here and move around. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when we would go to the dojo, here's what we'd say. Hey, what are you going to do today? Oh, man, I'm just going to move around. Okay, all right, I'll move around with you. What that meant was, we're not trying to kill each other. We're going to put some pop in there, but we're not going to kill each other. We're just going to, you know, move around, feel each other out, love taps. But when somebody said, if you went in there and you say, hey, man, what you got going? Oh, man, I'm training for that. I got a fight coming up. Okay, you know to walk away. Unless you are training for a fight and you're ready to get in there and get some, take some licks, you better walk away. I've seen many dudes like, oh, man, I'm moving around with you. And the guy's like, man, I'm not, it ain't moving around. Oh, that's cool, though. All right. Sipping through a straw for 3 days. Yeah. No. Don't get it. When you come here, we are not moving around. We're training for a fight. So I'm gonna give you everything you need to know about these leftist clowns. And let me tell you, right now they are reeling from Joe Biden. They are reeling from their policy. See, because now what this does, what Saigon, the new Saigon does, is it puts everything else that Biden's done in perspective. It puts his choice of a VP, which it wasn't his choice, but Sister Girl is the one they picked. Would you want her in charge of Kabul in Afghanistan? Or Kabul, what do they call it? Kabul. Would you want her in charge? No. You can't screw your way out of that situation, Sister Girl. So, they what do they do? What do they have left? They can't attack Trump because Trump set the stage. He says we're moving out and Biden kept it. And they know already Trump would have done it dramatically differently. They got nothing. Forget about it. Folks, we're in a great situation here. Sadly, the world isn't. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a saying, I am patient with stupidity, but not with those who are proud of it. And that's why I can't stand leftists. See, leftists are stupid. I can handle stupid. I run into stupid every day. In fact, I'm stupid in certain things, but I will recognize it. I will keep my mouth shut. When I'm with my mechanic, I'm not sitting there going, yeah, but you better look at the manifold and the carburetor. I just listen to him, I may question and say, I went on Google and I looked this up because I'm not going to appear constantly stupid. Same with my doctor. I'm not going to go get a medical degree, but I can certainly go to WebMD and go, well, I was went to a forum and people that said they had my symptoms said it could be this, this, or this. What are your thoughts, doctor? Shut up, Kevin, and listen. Don't show that you're stupid on the subject. You've given all you know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we are not stupid. When it comes to politics, we are geniuses. When it comes to human nature, we are freaking geniuses. Einstein's got nothing on us when it comes to this stuff. We are amazing. You are as well. You are packed, loaded, locked and loaded with common sense. But the left, stupid and proud of it. Corrupt and proud of it. Misinformed. I mean, you name it. They are loaded with nothing. They are loaded with so much bad information, and they spout it out as if that's settled science. Speaking of settled science, this is the best radio show on the air. That is settled science. If we're going to go for settled science, this is it. The vote is in. You can't get any better than this. I was going through some headlines earlier. I was telling you guys what I found. And the left are having trouble spinning this. They can't. And it's already, the cat's out of the bag. You can't go herd the cats. They can't herd the cats. They can't get the talking point straight. Joe Biden came out, and you know what he said in his speech that was supposed to make everybody... He said all the talking points of what the talking heads had said earlier. I played clips from his Secretary of State.
Well, listen, the Trump deadline is the reason why we were backed into a wall. You know, we didn't want to have to send 10,000 troops,
as he's sending 10,000 troops.
We could have to send more in.
Man, these headlines are devastating. Forget that the media is now focused on Joe Biden, and they're not blaming us. They're not blaming Trump. Oh, they tried, but they didn't. They couldn't sell it. Yeah, couldn't sell it. You want to know why? Because you're not buying it. And neither was their base. They poll everything. Oh, when it comes to what they really want to know, they poll for reals. And then they poll for propaganda. They poll to get the real thing from you, and then they poll for propaganda. And then they sell the poll. They push it out as, here's the real thing, and it's a lie. Leftists are good at lying. They're good at being stupid, and they're good at lying. If you want to give out awards for stupidity and lying and scumbaggery, you don't have enough. The trophy shop can't put enough trophies out for those things because the left... They have never have your best interest in mind. Never. I can speak in an absolute. They're always after you. Anyway, here's another headline. The DOD to house up to 30,000 refugees on military bases. Let me tell you what the real number is going to be. 10x that? How many citizens are in Afghanistan? They're running. You want to know why? You want to know who's running, by the way? You want to know who's doing the most running? Women and chirins. That's right. Women and chirins. They are doing the most running. Why? Because they know those goat humpers are on their way and they are not safe. If they don't have a man who can protect them, they are not safe. Oh, there he went. Kevin went all misogynistic. A man's got to protect them. By the way, if you want to have some thought exercise, go Google how many people are refugees and on the run in the world. It was at its height during the time of Obama. Then look at the makeup of them. The majority of them are women and children. Oh, I know. The Democrats are going to save all the little women and children, the widows and orphans. But they don't. Here's Kabul, whatever, Afghanistan. Women and children on the run. Nancy Pelosi issues a statement.
The Taliban, we need to have a representative government with some women in there. And we are demanding this.
You know how they're going to try to demand that the Taliban do this? With America. We're not going to send you any money unless you do it. See, let me tell you what Democrats don't get. They don't get that the Taliban doesn't care about their money. The Taliban is going to get its money one way or the other. If it's got to work with the Chinese or the Russians, it'll get its money. It's not worried about money. It's about their cause. They believe in their cause. See, the Democrats don't believe in a cause. Let me tell you what the Democrats believe in. They believe in money and power. That's it. And anything that gets in the way of that, well, that's in danger. But if you're, I told people you could be Satan. I'm talking about Satan in a tuxedo and complete with horns, red face, and the tail sticking out of your, you know, vented tuxedo. And the left will embrace you. They will make you. Did you see Satan? Oh my God! You should see the magazine covers the next day after Satan would appear. It would be bigger than Barack Obama in 2008. So don't. I'm just telling you, they're liars. 30,000 refugees on military bases. It'll be geometrically more than whatever that number is. All right, here's the one that got me. This is an actual headline. State Department calls for an inclusive representative government in Afghanistan. Like, they're calling the shots. Like I said earlier, the State Department and the White House believe we'll entice them with our money. We'll give them money. When has that ever worked in a Middle Eastern country? We're going to give you money. These people are ideologically opposed. They want us gone. By the way, they were shouting death to America, and did you see that reporter? Well, it wasn't really, it was shouting death to America, but they seem like they're good people. Yeah, shades of Charlottesville, if you ask me, but I don't know. Death to America. Death to America. They're good people. How do you come up with this? Okay, here's some other headlines. I'm just telling you, these are amazing to me. These will blow you away. Oh, the reason why these will blow you away is because this was from Google. And here's what they put. Biden administration reverts to internal blame shifting amid Afghanistan chaos. That was on CNN. Then here's the next one of that. This is sad. Afghan journalist confronts Pentagon. Everybody is upset, especially women. Inside, here's the next one, CNN. Inside Biden's defiant Afghanistan response. Here's the next one. 20 years and counting, the terrorist threat may pull us back into Afghanistan. That was from USA Today. This was from NJ.com, like New Jersey. It's an opinion piece. Yes, end the war, but not like this. There's no good news for Biden. There's no good news for Team Demento. People are looking at this situation for what it is. And to go back to that first one I said, everybody is upset, especially women. I want to know what the women's movement says about this debacle. Now, Pelosi and other politicians, the State Department, we're going to make demands that they have a representative government, a government of dudes who, I mean, talk about machismo. The Afghans make Mexican men look like Pollyanna compared to when you talk about machismo. How do you think women are going to fare in the new Taliban-run country of Afghanistan? Say what you want about Bush when he bombed Iraq and he went in there. I said this. 11 million Iraqi women got their freedom. Whether you liked what he did or not, 11 million Iraqi women were free. Now, I'm not condoning the war in any way, but what I'm saying is this. We went over there. I didn't have a choice of whether we went or we didn't go. But we went. And in going, you got to look for the bright spot. And that is the bright spot. Women getting freedom and experiencing it for the first time. What opened in their minds as they had even a glimpse of freedom, whatever amount it was, that's what America represents.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.